Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hello and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. I'm your host, Kimberly Snyder, nutritionist, wellness expert, and author. This is our very special Thursday Q&A segment where I love to hear what you guys are thinking and I answer your questions every single week. So here we go with this week's questions. Hey, beauties, welcome back to our Thursday Q&A show. I am so excited to talk about food combining basics today, which is something that we get a lot of questions about. If you have no idea what food combining is, don't worry. I'm going to give you some basic information on how this concept can help elevate your energy, your beauty. It can make it easier to lose weight, lots and lots of benefits. And I'm so excited. But before we dive in, I just want to give a quick reminder. If you haven't yet left a review for us on iTunes, please just take a moment to do so. You can just go on there, leave a quick review, or send a snapshot of your phone. If you take a little screenshot now on your smartphone, you can also text it to a friend or family member you think would benefit, or post it on your Instagram stories or Facebook, wherever you hang out. And that's another amazing way to spread the love, the light, the information. And I thank you so much in advance. So let's get into our food combining questions now, which have come from the community, all our beautiful community members, just like you. And we have, speaking of beautiful community members, we have our beloved Caitlin on with me from New York, who is on my team, and she has sourced all the questions. Hello, Kay.
Hey, great to be back for this week's show. I'm excited to talk about food combining as well. We get a lot of questions that come in, and even me, who's been following for half a decade, I still have questions. So I definitely interested in hearing your thoughts, and I know the beauties are as well.
Yeah, so let's just say right off the bat, Kay, for those of you that are listening to this and maybe haven't read the Beauty Detox Solution yet or are wondering what we're talking about, food combining is basically a way to free up energy. And that's the most basic way I can say it. When we're eating foods, it's not just exactly what you're eating, but it's the order and the combination and the way foods break down. And this is taking it's looking at food and digestion through a wider lens. It's taking a step back away from just a reductionist approach of looking at just calories and carbs and protein, but really seeing our body as this incredibly powerful, intelligent machine. How can we ease the energy intensive process of digestion so it's a lot more efficient, it's easier on our body, and in turn, that freed up energy can be redirected towards rebuilding the collagen in our skin, cleansing toxins out, rebuilding our blood, our liver, all these other functions. So the analogy that I use in the Beauty Detox Solution is to imagine that you open up your kitchen cabinet and there's this enormous container that's taking up about 80% of the cabinet. And that would be what digestion is. And then all these smaller containers, like, you know, again, let's say cellular regeneration, collagen synthesis. I mean, it goes on and on and on, maintaining our weight, cleaning heavy metals out of our system. These are all smaller containers. So when we take out energy, it's like scooping it out of this big one, then we can reallocate it. So that's the theory behind it, is that we don't want to treat our bodies just like trash compactors where whatever we throw in, we expect it to digest. We want it to be a little bit for our body. So food combining is about eating foods in certain combinations that are easier for our system. And so in general, the biggest rule of thumb with food combining is simplifying meals. The fewer foods we eat per meal, every food requires different enzymes and substrates to break down. So if we simplify our meals, it's easier on our body. So it's like we go to the buffet, and instead of putting 30 different things on our plate, maybe we only put, two, three, four things, but we eat more of those particular items instead of more different items. And beyond that, there's a lot of other information. I recommend, if you haven't read the Beauty Detox Solution yet and you're interested in learning more, there's, lots of information, chapters, the philosophy is all in there. So we don't have time to go into every detail today, but we can link to it in the show notes. You can just find it on Amazon or Barnes and Noble or, you know, wherever you find books. And that's where you can go a little deeper as well, besides what we talk about today.
Perfect. Yeah, it's great you covered that. I covered that intro.
I cut myself up.
No, it's great because I forgot, you know, some people may not know what food combining is. So it's just great to touch the basics. And there's tons of articles over on the blog, KimberlyStinder.com, you guys can check out as well. And we'll link to them in the show notes.
Awesome, Kay. Yeah, thank you.
So without further ado, we'll jump into Emily's question. And Emily lives in Oregon and she asks, is combining tomatoes with starches good for food combining? For example, say spaghetti with marinara. And also, if the tomatoes are raw versus cooked, does this change the food combining rules?
So Emily, thank you so much for your question. So tomatoes and veggies and non-sweet fruit, you know, certain things like cucumbers and bell peppers, we sort of think of as veggies and we treat them like veggies, but they're technically fruit.
Right.
All these non-sweet fruits and veggies, until they start to become really starchy, like a kabocha squash, let's say, pretty neutral. So you could have the tomatoes with, you know, spaghetti and marinara sauce as a perfect food combination. Or you could even mix tomatoes or sun-dried tomatoes in a nut pate, as I often have as well. And I would consider it pretty neutral. Mm. Now, as far as the second part of your question, raw versus cooked, that's more a question of absorbability of certain nutrients. There is research that shows that lycopene, for instance, is more readily absorbed when it's cooked. That doesn't really affect the food combining. It's more, you know, that's a whole other digestion component. Some people's bodies deal, better with steaming veggies or cooking them if they're sensitive or we're starting to introduce a lot more fiber than usual. So in that case, it would be more just ease of digestion and not necessarily food combining.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm like, oh, no.
Like so easy. So simple.
It was so simple. Because sometimes I'll be like, oh, I have something to add. But I'm like, oh, that's just really straightforward questions. So.
Yeah. This one is pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. And again, if you're listening to this and you're wondering exactly what we're talking about, you know, I'm reticent to kind of go into too much here. But I'll say basically heavier macronutrients like proteins require a certain environment, certain enzymes and starches and complex carbohydrates require a different one. So a combination we often want to avoid is a heavy starch and a heavy protein. We want to either eat the protein with a neutral veggie, like let's say tempeh or nut pate with broccoli. Or if you do eat meat, like a chicken and broccoli versus, chicken and potatoes is a little bit heavier, or chicken sandwich is heavier than chicken on a salad. Right. Or, you know, here in this question, Emily was saying spaghetti marinara, where it's a veggie with a starch versus some kind of, you know, which I would never recommend anyway. It's a little very heavy in your system, is like a meaty sort of sauce with the starch. You either really want to go one way or the other. And veggies are more or less considered neutral. Perfect. Until they get really starchy, like, you know, then kabocha squash, the squashes are considered starch in and of themselves. So I would keep it in the, you know, eating them with other starches, neutral veggies, salad, so on and so forth.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of people might be like, oh, I'll add like tempeh to spaghetti and meat sauce. So it's like not meat sauce, but like when people have sauce, like to emulate like meatballs and sauce. And that would be, you know.
That would be heavier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's transitioning, you know, like I would make that all the time for Bubby's dad and his family who are from the Midwest and they like heavier food.
Right.
But, you know, just know that that's going to be definitely a heavier combination. So the thing with food combining is like, it's not like, oh my God, we're going to die. Like this is the most horrible thing, but it's just right. Day in and day out, how the results of how we look and how we feel are what we do day in and day out. So once in a while, do you want to eat that, you know, tempeh spaghetti dish? Great. Fine. But every day, just being aware that if you follow even some part of food combining, you're going to free up that energy and you are going to feel younger and you're going to look younger. And that's just, you know,
and
what
I going say. How you feel.
Exactly. It's just how you feel. It's like when I say younger, it's just like energy, you know, less achiness, more aliveness in general, and feeling unobstructed, feeling free, feeling light through your system. So if you are going to miscombine, always recommend, and I miscombine, Kay. Sometimes I go to a Thai place and I'm going to eat, you know, tofu stir fry with rice just because I like those things together. but I always, always, always take 3 digestive enzymes first. And that's essential if you're going to miscombine, because then you're at least going to break down the food more efficiently. So if you guys haven't yet checked out our very special digestive enzymes, they work on the food itself to break it down until you get more nutrition from the food. They're very, very different than probiotics, which work on balancing your microflora in your gut. Please go to our website, KimberlySnyder.com. We have a really special formula that has 2 to 3 times more lipase than other leading digestive enzymes. We have enzymatic strains to break down fiber, to help prevent bloat, to even break down the walls of candida and other yeasts. It's an incredible formula. I take it every single day without fail. And speaking of the Beauty Detox Solution, I've been talking about digestive enzymes since back then.
For a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I wholeheartedly couldn't recommend enough to keep them around in your kitchen, in your purse, when you go to a restaurant, because it's going to really help ease any potential digestive distress, damage, which, you know, really does affect everything else in your body.
And it's so great to have something that you can take, because as you mentioned, with day-to-day life, we all are going to miscombine from time to time.
Of
so it's just nice to not feel so, you know, not feel so terrible. I know sometimes I'll indulge and then I just get really tired, or I don't feel good. Yes. I get a stomach ache, and then I kick myself. Why did I do that? So it's just nice to have
all
something.
All your energy. Yeah, mm-hmm. All your energy has been now redirected to breaking down the food. And so it's pulling it from your brain. It's pulling it from, again, repairing your skin. It's pulling it from other places. So it's just like, you know, when we're redirecting a river, the river is going to go in a different direction. And if we want the river to go in a certain direction, we have to be strategic. And that's why the enzymes are so powerful, because these are enzymes external to your body that are saying, okay, we will do the heavy lifting and breaking down the food. You keep your energy intact for other stuff. And that's why it's so valuable.
So important. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll go into Crystal's question, and she's from Simi Valley in California. And she asks, how are nut milks classified when looking at properly combining foods? I love the creaminess it gives certain smoothies and bowls, but I'm wondering if I'm combining it properly with the other ingredients I'm using.
So Crystal, this is a really great question about nut milks. This is something that was always a little bit confusing to me as well. Mm-hmm. And I asked this multiple times at the Ann Wigmore Institute, where I've done many, many different trainings and programs. And Dr. Ann Wigmore was one of the, you know, she was really one of the very few first proponents of food combining. And she was a huge, huge advocate for it. And we learned classes about it there, as well as other, you know, she was into raw food, and she was the first real pioneer in wheatgrass and all different sorts of things. So anyways, I digress. But she would say, like, what I was taught there is there's something about nut milk, because it has been the structure of the dense nut has been soaked and sprouted and broken down and the fiber removed. It's said to be a lot easier and a lot, you know, in this liquefied form. It's, you know, reduced with water. And so it doesn't have the same food combining properties as, say, dense, heavy nuts. So in that case, it could be, you know, I'm not sure exactly what you're combining it with, but I wouldn't worry about it too much. I think it's pretty, you know, it's pretty inert. It can combine with in many different ways. And I don't think you're going to get the same bloating effect again, unless you're combining a bunch of actual heavier nuts with a starch. So I would feel okay with the nut milk. I've used it in many different contexts. I've used it in soups. I use it as the base of my power protein smoothie. You know, when I'm thinking about soup, it's what I use to make like broccoli soup or mushroom soup, like that creamy.
To add that creaminess.
Yeah. And so in that case, it's a really, really great option. Coconut milk is also an option, which isn't, you know, is more fatty and doesn't have, you know, as much protein as other certain nut milk. So that's also a great creamy option as well. And that definitely combines well.
Yeah, especially as we're heading into the cooler weather for certain parts of the country, a lot of people now are wanting creamier things.
Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's part of the natural cycle and the natural flow. And I think it's really important that we adjust our diet seasonally. And this is the time in the fall where it is very dry and cold. It's what's, you know, in Ayurveda is considered the Vata season. So there's a lot of wind being picked up, and actual actually adding more fat is a very natural way to ground ourselves and to keep ourselves lubricated and healthy. So adding more of these, you know, nut milks and coconut milk and some more oils and seeds and nuts and things to our diet is a very natural way to assimilate with what's going on seasonally.
That's awesome. And guys, if you don't know, we create recipes over on KimberlyCenter.com not every week, but different types of, smoothies. We have recipes every week, but we have a bunch of properly food combined smoothies that are already made for you. So we can link to a couple of our favorites in today's show notes if you want to try out different types of nut milks with the smoothies. We actually have some already made that you wouldn't have to worry if they were properly food combined.
Yes. It's nice sometimes to really follow some staple recipes to get into a flow and sort of feel what it's like in your body and, you know, simplifying things and kind of just having that guideline. And then you become a lot more confident as you step out and introduce different ingredients or make your own recipes. So it's nice to have that baseline first.
Yeah, it takes the thought out of it for you because it's already created, which is nice. Yes. You don't have to worry. So with that, guys, we'll let Kimberly take a short break and then she'll be back to answer the last two questions.
We're all so busy, it's common to feel overly stressed, which can lead to constipation and bloating. But those issues can easily be alleviated by cleansing out your digestive system. That's what Detoxy Plus does and why it helps you reduce bloating and puffiness. Go to detoxy.kimberlysnyder.com to learn more and get yours today. We are back from our short break. We have two more questions for you guys on basics of food combining. Wonderful topic, something we get asked about a lot. So I hope that going into a little more in-depth information is helping you guys. And again, just want to say, if you are new to this topic, please check out some of our articles. Please read the Beauty Detox Solution, because I know food combining has been a huge, huge shift in my life. It's been a huge way to elevate energy and to get past bloating and certain digestive issues personally for myself. So if it could help you, I mean, amazing. Like, I would love to share more of this with you. And we have those resources.
Yes. The next question we have is from Jen, and she lives in Salt Lake City in Utah. And this is a big question we get. So putting it first here. So we have time to talk about it. Are beans and legumes considered a starch or a protein? And secondarily, can they be combined with starches such as rice, or should they be eaten with just veggies?
Thank you, Jen, for your question. This is where it gets a little bit confusing. In the Beauty Detox Solution, I call beans and legumes nature's oops, quote unquote, because they actually contain starch and protein. And this is one of the reasons inherently that beans and legumes can be quite gassy for people. And so a couple of things about that. Number one, I think it's really important to soak and sprout your beans and legumes. Very, very simple. Put them in water overnight. All you have to do is throw them in water, and then the next day rinse them really well. And you'll see this sort of bubbly film come to the top. And that's, you know, some of the inhibitor enzymes, the acids coming up. And the more we soak and sprout carefully our beans and legumes, it helps them digest a lot better. And also, we were talking about digestive enzymes earlier, because they both have protein and starch, it is essential whenever you're eating beans and legumes, lentils, chickpeas, so on and so forth, that you take digestive enzymes before you eat them. And across the board, usually I take three. That's now my practice, but you could take two, three, more if you feel like you need it. But three is my go-to number. So the second part is that because they contain starch and protein, they actually combine either way. So you could combine beans with rice, as is very traditionally eaten in many cultures all around the world. You could have beans with quinoa. You could have beans with, in a salad with some almonds. You could combine it with protein that way. there's lots of different uses and ways. I eat lentils all the time in my khichdi, in my soup, my big Ayurvedic stew, where I combine it with brown rice. So it goes either way. Just make sure, A, you take your enzymes, and B, you stick with one. So what I'm saying is, like, if you're going to do it with rice and, you know, beans, don't do rice, beans, and a bunch of walnuts. Don't also say, okay, I'm combining it as a starch, and so other starches are fine, you know, squash, rice, lots of veggies are neutral, so you could do it that way. Or you could say, I'm treating these beans and legumes as a protein, like we were talking about. So now you're adding in almonds and walnuts and all a bunch of stuff into your salad, let's say. Then don't also add in rice and squash. Make a choice and then stick with it with the rest of your choices. Does that make sense, Kay? Like the rest of your ingredient options.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect way to put it. And it's really nice because you have that option of going either way, or it's, you know, if you have one, you're not sure what kind of mood you're in, you can make that choice. But I'm glad you talked about the beans, because I feel like whenever I eat beans, they definitely make me really bloated and gassy. And then I always just end up not eating them because I don't feel good. So I didn't think about soaking beans. Whenever I've soaked my quinoa in the past, it gets that foam, you know, and you take it off. So it just really shows the importance of soaking, even though it's that extra step to take the time for.
It's an extra step, but nowadays you can even buy certain things soaked and sprouted. If you look at, the bins, or you look in, you know, just in the section, like the beans and legumes section, sometimes you can actually find it sprouted. And this hummus that I eat all the time, it's a brand called Majestic. It's actually sprouted hummus. So they actually sprout the chickpeas before they make the hummus, which is also really cool. Because then I feel like it's much, much lighter for me than regular hummus. Sometimes when I eat regular hummus, I feel heavy. But this sprouted hummus, I feel like I could eat all day and I feel fine.
Yeah, well, that's great. We can link for people to check out that brand. I didn't realize they had the... I know you always talk about sprout. I didn't know which brand it was. So hopefully people can source it.
Yeah, so this is a perfect example. I had that Majestic sprouted hummus, and then I spread it on my wrap. So in essence, I'm treating it as a starch because it's part of my wrap with avocados. And then I also put a bunch of sprouts, arugula or spinach, you know, some greens, some tomatoes, a little bit of sea salt. So in that case, the bean/legume, the chickpeas are being treated as a sprout, and then you could put it on a sandwich or a wrap or something that you pick up, which is something I like to eat daily myself. I like to pick things up sometimes.
Yeah, those wraps are so good. And it's nice to have that creaminess of people that are maybe used to putting mayo or something heavier on a sandwich that they're transitioning, you know, into a wrap. It really does create a nice continuity to what you're eating.
Exactly.
Okay, so on to another commonly asked question here. Hope I don't say your name wrong. I believe it's Yulaika from Cyprus in the EU. And her question is, considering that chia seeds are mainly protein and oats are mainly carbs, are they a good combination for a beauty detox? And could they be used for breakfast or snack?
So this is a great question. Sorry, what was the name? Yulika?
Yeah, let's go with Yulika. I think that probably how you'd be pronounced.
So Yulika, so sorry if we're butchering your name, but we are so grateful for you and being in the community. And I love this question. So here's where it gets we want to look a little bit closely. Oats, as you mentioned, are a starch classically, and chia seeds are definitely a seed. They're definitely a protein. So I think it's better to make a chia pudding and make it well and eat it and enjoy it. You're going to get tons of soluble and insoluble fiber, omega-3 fats. It's just a fantastic food. Or put it in your power protein smoothie. Or you could make, you know, a version of Ayurvedic prasad, like a, you know, a warm sort of morning pudding dish post-GGS. We have different recipes, a porridge situation with oats. Sometimes there's so many different ones. I've used quinoa. I've used buckwheat. I mean, there's all different kinds of things you can put in. But I actually would not put the chia seeds and the oats together. So it's either one or the other in this case.
Okay. Gotcha.
And these questions are pretty straightforward. I'm like, yes, no, no. No, yes. No,
that makes it easy because it's just easier for people to have it all in one place. And it's easier when it's yes and no, because then it's not like, oh, you could kind of just go either way.
I definitely recommend separating them, especially with these foods, and chia seeds are so powerful. I wouldn't want any, you know, more difficult to digest energy being spent. And that's the problem right now with most granolas and cereals I see, because clients are always asking me like which one they can buy and they can get and whatever. A lot of them are just completely miscombined. And then they're throwing in oats and they're throwing in almonds. And I mean, there's so many brands that are like natural and good for you. But from a digestive standpoint, I would rather just make a simple pudding or a simple cereal or whatever and not have all these ingredients together.
So much going on at once.
Yes, and especially because we tend to eat it in the morning, and having it in the morning is going to be a big energy suck for the rest of your day. So here's where, you know, I get more direct and I say one or the other.
Perfect. Well, really enjoyed the conversation today. We know this is a lot to take in, guys. So we do have a lot of written material, as we've mentioned, over on KimberlySnyder.com, as well as in Kimberly's book. Mainly focusing, if you want to check out the Beauty Detox Solution, as we've mentioned in this episode, that has tons and tons of information and charts, and it makes it a lot easier to have that printed material if you're just starting. So you want to check that out. We'll have links in the show notes. Mainly focusing, if you want to check out the Beauty Detox Solution, as we've mentioned in this episode, that has tons and tons of information and charts, and it makes it a lot easier to have that printed material if you're just starting. So you want to check that out. We'll have links in the show notes. And as always, before we let Kimberly go, we're just going to ask you what your thought of the week is.
Yes. And so thank you, Kay. One thing that came to mind when you were saying that is that when we're talking about our lifestyle here, because that's what, you know, the goal of this podcast and our philosophy and our website and everything that we're creating is really creating a very supportive lifestyle where it's not just one thing. It's not just, oh, I eat whole foods, or I had the glowing green smoothie, or I sleep well, or this and that, but it's really all these things together. So it's not about being perfect all the time, but it's having these little layers that we keep adding on. And, you know, if you do food combining at least part of the time, it means you're going to benefit hugely. You know, if you're adding a little bit onto your sleep and you increase your sleep efficiency 10%, that all starts to add up. The more days you have the glowing green smoothie and your SBO probiotics, that all starts to add up. So it's all these little factors. So it's not like, oh my God, this food combining thing is so intense. Like I can't do it all the time. Just having some of the knowledge in the back of your head will influence how you order food in a restaurant. Or the next time you go to a barbecue, maybe you'll change the order that you eat, whatever you're eating or whatever it is. They're all really important, just little tools that all add up to really big results. So that's something to keep in mind. And remember, it's not, you know, perfection. It's always progress and knowledge and wisdom. And the more that we have, the more improvements we make to our long-term lifestyle, which is where the benefits are to be had. So just wanted to throw that in. And now, okay, we will go into our thought of the week.
Perfect.
Which is kind of in alignment with what I said. I wrote it down and I didn't think I would end the show this way. But the thought of the week, beauties, is be more playful. Life doesn't have to be so serious. And I think that's true across the board. You know, even now when we're talking about diet, and some people have come to me and it seems so, you know, dire and intense and like, oh my God, I'm, you know, like just, it's not so serious. We're in this life to enjoy and to grow and to learn, and everything doesn't have to feel so heavy. So again, we're taking tools, just reminding yourself you're doing your best and we're progressing and we're going through life step by step. I think it's really important to have time to play and be creative. You know, the other day, Kay, I was doing finger paint with Bubby at the end of the day. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so therapeutic for me. And so I feel like being a mom with a young child and playing every day in the playground and with paint and all these different tools has been so healing for me. And it reminds me, you know, whether we have a young child or not, or whatever our situation is, just having time to be playful, whatever that means. You know, it could be a hobby, it could be doodling, it could be getting into games, you know, local sports, or just being playful with your friends, watching silly movies. But I think it's important because life shouldn't be this like big, heavy blanket on us all the time. And if we don't break out of that sometimes and have play periods, I think it can start to accumulate. And if we, you know, end up creating more stress and things feel heavier, or hormones get out of whack, insomnia can set in, anxiety, cortisol, like all these different things, it becomes this snowball effect of things going downhill versus just having that perspective. Life can be playful. Life can be so fun. We like to have fun. We like to play with you too. And everyone can just support each other in that. And I think that's an important reminder.
Yeah. And I love that you brought this up because Kimberly and I were actually talking before we started recording and I'm always really serious. Like, you know, I don't take a moment to maybe enjoy what's happening or I'm always like, oh yeah, I'm going to schedule this. And, Kim was actually like, no, take a second and enjoy what's happening. And that's, you know, really meaningful for me because if you tend to be a more serious or A-type person, I've noticed lately, you know, life cannot be as fun because I'm constantly striving for the next goal or I need to do this or I need to do that instead of just taking a moment to enjoy like, hey, it's sunny. I ate a good meal or, you know, I'm enjoying time with my boyfriend or my friend. So I think this really can benefit, you know, whatever your personality is, but it really, I noticed for myself just to take that moment. And it's nice to have somebody to remind you because I don't even think about it sometimes. I'm just used to rolling along.
Exactly. Well, Cher, you know, Kaylin's so amazing and she, you know, we gave her a promotion and she's doing so great. And, you know, we still have her on the podcast because I love her so much, but she's, you know, she actually has a lot of responsibility and all these other things beyond. And, you know, we got on today. I was like, hey, this is amazing. And Kay, you're like, you know, I got to make lists and I got to do this. And I got to, I said, no, hold on a second. Let's just talk about how amazing this is for
No, it is. It's nice. A reminder for everybody just to take a minute and revel in your accomplishments.
Yes.
It's okay to take a moment. It's always hard for me to take a compliment. So it's just something, it feels good to be acknowledged and, you know, laugh a little. And, you know, I actually just thought, I'm like, oh, I'll bring that up because I thought it was poignant to point out to everybody that we can just steamroll through things and not necessarily give them the attention they deserve. So I think that's something for everybody to think of heading into the weekend. And we have a lot of big things coming up for you guys. We'll start to hint at next week's episode and the upcoming weeks that you guys are really going to enjoy that will help support these types of topics as well.
Yes, this October is such an enormous month for us to unveil things that we've been working on through the summer, through the past spring and beyond. And now's really the right time. The universe and the stars have aligned and everything is unfolding. And we're just so excited because these offerings are really, I feel, such a rounded way to support everything in the lifestyle. We're going to have new offerings. We're actually going to have skincare, but we're going to have a part of, you know, I don't know if I should say the name right now, okay, but this whole part where we can talk about deeper topics like, you know, getting past body shame and building confidence and courage and manifesting your dreams as well. And very practical exercise, journal exercises and practices for you to go off and go during the week. And then we come back together coming. And I think they're going to be very amazing and beneficial. And I hope that you join us and you're as excited. So more is coming in just the next few weeks. And we can't wait to share with you beauties.
Yes. Stay tuned. If you're not signed up for our email newsletter over on KimberlySnyder.com, make sure you are because we'll be sending out different email blasts about all of the information as well as here on the podcast, if that's where you mainly like to get your information. But you can get more over on the website and more to come.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for gathering the questions. Thank you so much, beauties, for tuning in. We wish you all the best. We will see you back here Monday for our interview podcast. And remember, for questions, you can go to KimberlySnyder.com/AskKimberly. Look, Kay, I remembered it.
Oh, wow. You did it this time. Yeah, Kay.
Go me. And then, we also have daily inspiration on our Instagram, which is @_KimberlySnyder, and recipes and more on our website, KimberlySnyder.com. So yay! Thank you guys so much. We'll see you back here soon. Lots of love.